Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Tuesday. Let's take our sponsors off the bat. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones advisor. Simple Time Antique, step back into a Simple Time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Our Skywatch weather forecast is colder today, partly cloudy early, then clear this afternoon, and cold, a high 40, the daytime high. Clear tonight, low at 25, sunny tomorrow, high 50. Thursday, breezy, not as cool, high 65 and 62 on Friday. It's 31 now from your official weather station, WILO. Coming up in our WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision. We'll be talking with Adam Shanks with the Extension Office and Purdue 4-H Extension. And we just saw him yesterday, so we'll be having him on the phone here. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice to see Daisy Shoemaker and Aaron yesterday talking about the community Thanksgiving dinner. And today we'll be talking with Willoughby Laura on the phone, hopefully.
I don't know because I didn't get a response back. I'm hoping it'll be Laura, but I don't know.
All right. A representative of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition coming up at 9 o'clock. If there is something on your mind, you can give Ken and myself a call, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. A lot of governors are scaling back now, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
In a lot of states. COVID isn't going to stop some Americans from having a big Thanksgiving, though. A recent survey says 4 out of 10 of us still plan to attend a Thanksgiving party despite all those warnings. And according to the same survey, a third of Americans say they won't ask their guests to wear masks either. So I think it would be a little weird wearing masks, but even though they're family, you have to keep in mind that they go their own ways, too, and they're a close family, but we may not see them but once every other month or so. So although we say, you know, stay with your family and everything, you got to be super careful about that. Of course, a lot of people trying to do some things outdoors and be able to social distance. But we've heard people say it here in the last couple of weeks. It sucks, but we may just have to. You may just not be able to do Thanksgiving traditionally, you know, this year.
And to me, you know, I think if it's if it helps the family, I think that's something. That it's a, to me, it's a small sacrifice.
It is. Yes, I think so too. So, let's see. I had a couple state stories here dealing with Corona. Saw that the Indiana Hospital Association is speaking out about concerns. The organization says the healthcare system could be reaching a breaking point. COVID-19 hospitalizations are in Indiana are at a record high with 2,768 reported yesterday. That marks a more than 180% increase from October 1st. Though hospitals now have the equipment they need, staffing remains an issue. Indiana has a healthcare reserve workforce where volunteers can sign up to help hospitals and long-term care facilities affected by the virus. We kind of saw that coming. Indianapolis might host all of March Madness. What do you think of this, Ken?
I'm not real thrilled with this.
Well, the one thing I thought immediately is if it's in a bubble, there's going to be no fans.
Right.
You know. I'm still willing to do whatever we can to have a March Madness this year.
Oh, I am too, but I'm just, I should say there won't be real fans. There'll be those cardboard.
Yeah, they'll have the cardboard cutouts they'll pipe in the fan noise and everything. It's so weird. They do a pretty good job of it if you watch an NFL game. They've done a pretty good job of piping in the crowd noise, and it sounds just like, you know, the crowd's there, and then they pan out, and you have like 20 people. You know, so it's a little weird, messes with your senses. The NCAA announced yesterday it plans to relocate the 13 sites for the preliminary rounds of the 2021 Men's Basketball National Championship. They're in talks with the state of Indiana and the city of Indianapolis about hosting the entire tournament. Indy was already chosen to host the Final Four in early April. And again, we didn't get a chance to have our March Madness. It was more like March Sadness.
I'm just guessing. I'm going to guess they'd almost have to try and put it in something like Lucas Oil. But
yeah,
I don't know if they even did that, if that'd be enough.
I don't know. You know, the NBA was able to do a bubble sorts.
With just 16 teams, though.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking 64 teams.
You're talking 68.
68. And then you lose, you go home. So everybody be going back, you know, to college.
But at the same time, you know, you still got to get people there because they're all going to be, they all basically start the same day except for those first four games.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they all start on Thursday.
Yeah.
And they're there Thursday, Friday, and possibly Saturday, Sunday. So.
And gosh, the team that would make it to the Final Four would be there almost a month, you know, unless they change the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Eric Holcomb says the state's not asking too much from people in the effort to control the coronavirus. We hear this from Rodney Juan and other local officials that it may seem like it's cumbersome and inhabiting you, but they're asking you to wear your masks and keep the social distance because everything is spiking every day.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing to that now.
Okay.
One of the things I have noticed with the mask, and I don't care who you are or what you are, your hearing is so bad in this country right now. I don't care if you have hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
People cannot hear or understand you most of the time unless you get closer.
When you have a mask on?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it is tough. It is tough.
And, you know, and people also gotten into a habit now where they don't want to talk so loud that they think everybody in the whole world can hear them.
Right.
Then your mask does muffle that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to learn through that.
Well, it's kind of like if you can't hear, sometimes it's natural to move closer, which you don't want to do because you're supposed to be social distancing.
So what? So all you great health people, what the heck do you suggest?
It's a tough one. The governor yesterday said the small sacrifices that Indiana is asking for will pay off and will help limit the coronavirus's spread. Holcomb says that people take a bit more personal responsibility, Ken, then all of Indiana will benefit.
Well, I guess he's also talking to the people who don't have lives then, too.
Yeah, well, just people who, you know, they got to use the common sense that we talk about.
Yeah. Oh, common sense. What's that?
Fort Wayne is the latest to move online because of the coronavirus. Allen County Schools yesterday announced they're sending kids from 7th through high school home till the end of the month.
You remember what we were talking about? I think it was late last week, and I told you I had heard that the fact that they wanted to basically call school now and wait till the first of the year.
Yeah.
I heard that again last night.
Well, you never know, and we are going to be here to report it when it happens. But it's a game-time decision all the time, you know. And you know that's what a lot of these education officials and stuff, that's their day is consumed with talking about this. You know, I'm surprised they can get anything else done. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on locally as mitigation continues with social distancing and governors clamping down what we can and can't do. So at Casper Media, we're trying to continue on with as much normalcy as we can. And, of course, we always have the Children's 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to have the Christmas Music Box where we play Christmas music exclusively, 7 to midnight, starting Thanksgiving night. And we'll do that through Christmas. Then the Children's 12 Days of Christmas with the little helper elves. But this year, and the Christmas music box at TPA Park, that's 7 to midnight. And this year, we have started something new, and we're pretty excited about this. We partnered with Frankfort Main Street. It's called the Christmas Celebration of Lights, and it's real easy. If you go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, at the very tip top, there is a link there, a big bar, and it says Christmas Celebration of Lights, Home and Business Decorating Contest, nominate now, click here. So when you click here, it takes you to the story. And at the bottom, you can enter your business or enter your home. There's two slips there at the bottom. If you're a home, let's just click on that. So we ask for your name, address, phone, email, and of course we won't give that out to anyone. And then there's an upload spot here, and you just upload your picture, and it will automatically put it on our website. And then we'll take those until December 4th, and then for one full month we will have people voting on their favorite businesses or homes that are dressed up and decorated for Christmas. So we do have some contest rules. It must be Clinton County, within the Clinton County limits. You must get this registered and uploaded by Friday, December 4th. The contest is limited to decorations that can be seen from the street. Please have your decorations on no later than 6 p.m. each evening. Online voting will take place between December 5th and December 31st, and winners will be notified the week of January 4th. So there you go. It is the WILO and Frankfort Main Street Christmas Celebration of Lights, your very own home and business decorating contest, all right? So you're going to hear a lot more about that over the next month or so right here on WILO. Also, we've got a new poll question up at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Will you take the COVID vaccine when available? I'm going to go ahead and vote here yes. And if you vote, then click vote. It'll give you a snapshot of who has voted. We've got 13 votes since I put this up yesterday afternoon about 4:30. And 62% say yes, 38% say no. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll let you know what some of those results are. And the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Adam Shanks. Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys, again.
Yeah, good to, good to see you again or hear you again.
Long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, just yesterday.
Yeah. 24 hours. Yeah.
So
that's all right. That's good, though.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Anything transpire in those 24 hours that we need to worry about or talk about?
I don't know. The solar meeting last night had a continuation, so that was interesting.
Yeah, I knew that's why I did show. I was somewhere else last night. I knew that's what they were going to do, so.
Going to move that to the 10th, so.
Okay.
That was interesting. That's the only thing I know of that transpired in the last 24 hours.
Well, since I knew what they were going to do, that's why I elected not to go. I was ahead of me. There was another meeting right at the same time last night, so.
Oh, okay.
That's so. Nice. You know, you asked me yesterday if you could use HoosierlandTV.com or talk about the programs that are on there. So go ahead. Why don't you do that?
Sure. Yeah, I just thought, you know, with the leading with 2020 vision, we're talking about, you know, the COVID and what we can do to help keep life moving during these times of the pandemic. But one thing I didn't get to touch on yesterday was the Hoosierland TV programming. I really got to give a shout out to Michael Hall and Melissa Miller. All the teams really done a great job putting together. We're getting quite a library of topics, I guess, stored on that site. So, you know, while we're home for the holidays, we're not supposed to be going anywhere. Maybe you have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, you know, looking for something to do that's just not the mundane TV. Man, you can click on that HoosierlandTV.com, and there's the program we do is called All Things Ag. And Michael's done a great job of getting those archives. You can search them now. He's got a really neat introduction put together for that. And you can learn different things. Like, we just recently completed Hoosier River Watch training on there that looks at how and why you want to check the water in the streams and creeks around here, and how you can look at different levels of oxygen or phosphorus and what that means to the health of the stream. So that one will be coming on soon, and we finished one that will be coming on soon about soybean growth and development, and there's one on there about lawns and turf and corn and pesticides, and it's just a good time. We try to crack up and have some humor, and I just think during a COVID time or a time when we're home, it's a nice resource, something educational you can watch with your kids. And still have some fun, and it's available 24/7 from your couch, sofa, love seat.
You know, and whatever. And the other thing of it is, you know, this just shows that ag is not a one-dimensional puppy either.
Oh no, not at all. It's not all corn and soybeans for sure. And we're trying to diversify that, and we've got plans. My goodness, Melissa and I have a list of things we want to do. That get out of the realm of growing corn and soybeans and expand us, and it's gonna be great when all this stuff starts to come back through and we get these programs put on.
Not to change the situation, but how much has COVID hurt you guys as far as programming that you're able to do over at the Extension office?
It really put a hurt on us last year and into the summer. Everything was shut down. I mean, so that took all of the programs we had planned. Like yesterday we talked, you know, I got stuff planned through March. Well, mm-hmm. When they pulled the plug on that, that all had to be canceled or changed to virtually. And at that time, we weren't all as well versed in how to utilize Zoom and present that stuff digitally. So it really hurt. It really hurt us in person programming wise. But the stuff that we did convert to digital and did put online, started doing some Zoom presentations, the attendance numbers were phenomenal. We actually ended up reaching more people via that platform than doing some of the in-person stuff, because people could, you know.
You there, Adam? I think we just lost you.
The line is still there. It looks like he's still there. Hello, Adam. Hello. Check test. 1, 2. Is this thing on? Okay. Well, it's always good to talk to Adam on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. Of course, he's welcome to call back. I think he was mid-thought there.
Wow.
Just about 10 minutes left in the program. I was glad that he talked a little bit about Hoosier Land.
Yeah, he emailed me yesterday and wanted to know if he could do that. I said, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I know he had mentioned Michael and Bill and Melissa Miller, yep. And everybody been working hard on that, and I know Michael has. So, all right, we got about 10 minutes left in this first portion of the program. If there's something on your mind, 659-3338 is the phone number to call. Later this week, we'll talk with Frankfort Police Department, and Friday we'll be talking with Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summer.
That's if he's not
deep. Hopefully.
If he's not deep in cases by that time, but it's possible. You never know.
He probably is knee-deep in cases anyway.
Well, he was here last month, and I was surprised he got out last month, so maybe we'll get into it.
Was he here last month?
Yeah, he was.
But it was the month before
it was like 2 or 3 months beforehand. So.
Yeah, okay. We'll hope that he'll show up. Friday. Yeah, he was here. Yeah. It seems like only yesterday.
Adam, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, all right.
You just faded off the map there for a couple of minutes.
Oh, man, I don't know what happened. I was just going right along with my spiel, and then there was no response.
Yeah, it just stopped all the time.
Yeah, you went dead silent at your end. So. Hey, the one thing I do want to know is that how much lead time do you wind up giving people when you do have to cancel or change dates and something like that?
We try to give as much time as possible. Generally, it kind of depends on how much time we're notified ahead of when we need to change to a virtual platform. But we, in the back of our mind, we always kind of know that this is going to need to be an option. So like the program we've got on February 6th, we kind of are making plans in the background to do that virtually if we don't get the registration or if we get to the point where, you know, we're not allowed to have in-person meetings again.
Okay.
So we try to, I would say no less than a week ahead of the program They'll know that, hey, we're going to have to do this virtually, and here's the information that you need. I don't want to do it 24 hours before. I'm going to make the call at least a week ahead of when the program's going to be presented. For sure.
No, that sounds good. So, have you gotten any notifications yet that this is might be coming again, or do you think it's going to come, or where are you at?
I'm very, very optimistic that we're going to still be able to have our 50 or less meetings through winter.
Okay.
That's what I'm staying optimistic for. Is that going to be reality? I don't know, but I'm staying cautiously optimistic that that's what we're going to do and hopefully keep moving forward. But I don't know. We're going to have to do some things. Keep wearing face masks and face coverings and doing the things we need to do that Rodney talks about to keep that level in the orange where it is, or maybe get back to yellow, hopefully.
Yep.
But I don't want to go red.
Okay. All right. No, we don't want to go red. We don't go.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I don't think so. I really appreciate you guys letting me plug our programming on Hoosierland TV and how we're looking at programming this winter. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot for being here yesterday and all the stuff you gave us, and you take care, and we'll catch you further down the line, okay?
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right.
See you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you much. That's Adam Shanks with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 vision. Let's see. We got the community Thanksgiving dinner again. I think it's good to put that number out there and at least mention it once a day that they don't want you to come to the Frankfort Neighborhood Center this year. 259 South 3rd Street where that'll be their headquarters.
Yeah, you can come to the front door, but that's as far as you're
That's going. As far as you yeah. go. You can't go in yeah, and
you,
sit down.
You can go ahead and give an order there. They'd prefer you call that order in, but you can give an order there, and they will wrap it up and give it to you at the door. But that's as far as you're going to get it is the door.
Uh-huh. Now, they've got the home delivery they're encouraging this year, 765-242-4842 with Jim Day and crew. I listened to the replay last night, and I heard Daisy talking about how it originally started as like a fellowship thing, so mm-hmm. people wouldn't have to eat alone.
Right.
And then here we are in 2020, eating alone, right? But at least you get your Thanksgiving food, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, again, if you want it delivered for your family that day, give Jim Day a call at 765-242-4842. Going to be here, what, 1 week from Thursday? Gosh. We already know no one's going to be sitting on Santa's lap this year, but some malls are making some crazy changes to let kids at least give Santa their Christmas wish list. Some Santas will now be put behind plexiglass. You can still talk to Santa and maybe do that thing where you touch hands through the glass, kind of like in prison.
Mm-hmm. You did have to bring that up.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about the NCAA college basketball bubble.
Main Street's going to have a couple things with Santa. Number one, they're going to have a route through town on the 12th of December.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be having Santa in the bucket of a fire department. Fire truck, I should say.
Very good.
From either 10 or 11 till probably middle of the afternoon, at least. I'm going probably like 3, but I'm going to guess. I have no idea yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing to do. And they're also possibly having Zoom meetings with Santa.
With Santa?
Yeah.
Possibly. Boy, it just doesn't seem normal. It's not normal.
But think about it this way. In 20 years, it may be normal.
True. True. I hope not. I don't want to get, you know, everybody's talking about the new normal and all. I don't want a new normal. I want to just go back to regular normal.
I think you better get used to this for a little while longer yet.
Oh, yeah. I could live with a little while longer. It's just forever.
Well, the problem is I have seen everything possible. I have seen this winter. I have seen April. I have seen July. I have seen next winter. You know, I don't know what to believe.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be the next thing that comes up. You know, how long is this going to last before we quote? Go back to the old normal.
Well, I'm pretty optimistic with the vaccines they've had, the information we've got over the last week from Pfizer last week and Moderna this week.
But the problem is that to me, and I've already been warned about drive-thrus are not nearly as good as what they are in person. So,
okay.
And that's from somebody who I won't even name right now.
Okay.
The thing that bothers me is that if a vaccine comes out, where is everybody going to be able to go get it And, you know.
Well, that's what they're working on right now.
And the problem is, places like here, we really don't have big places that are maybe big enough where people have to stand outside in 0 degree weather.
Well, you'd like to think that they could, use like Case Arena or the, where we have the senior fair behind the Frankfort Church of the Nazarene,
that,
Community Life Building, or maybe both, you know.
Well, that's a possibility, but then again, at the same time, you infect all those buildings to get used a lot more often.
Well, no, you would have your social distance.
I know,
and
but
you would
still,
have all your,
it's in
you
the
know,
air.
Whatever.
The stuff is in the air,
yeah.
And you wind up.
Or maybe they bring in an air cleaner or something.
Well, they're
going
to have
afterwards.
To do something like that because. Otherwise, because those buildings still get used quite a bit, even though there's, quote, not a lot going on right now.
Well, the other thing is, if it was warmer weather, people could just stay outside until it was time to come in and get your shot. But, again, the logistics are nightmares for getting this dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
But I trust...
Oh,
officials to make
I'm
it happen.
I'm just saying, that's still the nightmare of trying to get everybody where it's not so unbelievably bad weather-wise, and about that time of year where we could be getting it. Usually December through February is not the greatest weather in the world.
Yeah, and you never know a couple days in advance where you might get eight inches of snow.
I look at it this way, the weather we've had so far this month, I'll take it.
Yeah, true.
Because it's
supposed to warm up later
this
week.
And we're going against tradition. You know, it's supposed to be colder this time of year, not warmer.
Well, I know you don't normally watch the Hallmark holiday movies, Ken.
I try not to.
Like on Lifetime, they'll put those out.
I know. I've seen, I think, about all of them.
Every now and then, once a season, I'll watch a couple on a Saturday or Sunday, drink some eggnog or something, you know, but. fans of the holiday romance movies were worried that the networks weren't going to be able to pull off production amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And also concerned how actors were going to safely seal their romance with a kiss during the health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
In a new interview, Lifetime's Amy Winter, the head of programming, revealed they figured out a way to be safe and still have those kissing scenes in the movies. Winter shared that actors have been filming kissing scenes through plexiglass that can then be removed in post-production. She explained that in the upcoming movie Christmas Ever After, they use plexiglass between stars Ali Stroker and Daniel DiTomaso. Winter added that actors and crew have also been wearing face masks and shields when on their set. Also, there's a new way they're going to do movies in theaters and releasing. The new Cinemark deal states that any movie that opens with at least $50 million in opening weekend ticket sales has to stay exclusively in theaters for at least 31 days. That covers the first 5 weekends. So that could really change things up or at least get you a little closer to seeing your favorite movie as it comes out. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back. We got more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded. Just like you.
It's the most wonderful time of year, even if the year is 2020. So let's see your Christmas lights shine. It's the Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and WILO Christmas Celebration of Lights. Decorate your home or business for Christmas. Then go to Clinton County Daily News and upload a picture of your outdoor holiday lights. You can win $50, $100, or $200 and help Clinton County get in the holiday spirit. Now's the time to go to Clinton County Daily News and upload your photo. Then Clinton County Daily News readers will vote on the best decorated home and business. It's easy and free to upload your picture anytime between now and Friday, December 4th.
Presented in part by Witham Health Services.
Clinton County Celebration of Lights. Presented by Clinton County Daily News, Frankfort Main Street, and your Christmas Fun Station.